December 17, 2011, that the North Korea's highest leader, Kim Jong-un, passed away.
当时在电视里面转播他们北韩这个国家追悼的情形呢。
So the TV was broadcasting the memorial services held in North Korea.
我从来没有见过这么多人哭。
I've never seen so many people crying altogether.
男女老少, 前仆后继的来到
Regardless of age, regardless whether it's man or woman, they will come in waves to cry before his picture.
还有就是覆天场地的哭,
and they would be howling more so than just crying.
当我见到这个场面的时候, 心里面有这个感觉。
So when I witnessed this scene, I had this feeling inside of me.
这是为什么这么假呢?
Why would they be so fake?
我就想到如果你国家是一个你的领导人呢是一个独裁者,
if the leader of your country is a dictator,
那么他的人民呢不敢不哭,
his people dare not to cry,
因为你不哭, 就代表你不爱你的领导人。
Because if you don't cry, it means that you don't love your leaders. And this could lead to a death sentence.
结果全个国家千篇一律,大家都在哭。
And therefore, everyone in this country were doing the very same thing, and that is all crying together.
你会不会觉得呢,圣经里面的神呢,跟这个北韩的领导人差不多,都是一个独裁者。
Do you feel like the biblical leader described in the Bible is like the North Korean leader, also a dictator?
就是比方说啊,圣经说,神要求我们嘛,你要尽心尽意地爱我。
Well, just for example, the Bible requires us to love our God with all our heart and all of our mind.
还有呢,圣经说,如果你不爱主呢,这人是可咒可咒的。And
the Bible also says that if you do not love our Lord, and the person is going to be under wrath.
教会还要唱,你真伟大。And
the church has to sing that you are the greatest.
他觉得唱,耶稣我爱你。And
we also have to sing that Jesus, we love you.
今天教会的主题,还要为神发热心。
And we also have thing for our church that says that we must have zeal for our God.
你会不会心里面问牧师, 你不觉得很弱麻吗?
Would you have the feeling inside of your own mind that you want to ask me in private that don't you find this to be a little awkward?
那如果呢,你有读过旧约圣经的时候呢?
However, if you have read the Old Testament,
你会发觉我们圣经里面的神呢,其实
And you will see that the God described in our Bible is quite different from a dictator. Dictators will require others to cry for him. But our God instead cries for us. Even though people may reject him, he does not destroy people.
反而呢,好像父母一样,
Instead, he will be like a parent.
不离不弃的去用慈爱的对待人。
He will continuously to treat people with love.
今天呢,我们看这个故事其实是在撒母耳记的第8章一直到12章。
The story that we're going to look at today is written between chapter 8 and chapter 12 of 1 Samuel.
这一段的故事里面呢,只是在对以色列人呢,是一个,在他们历史上面是一个很大的一个转变。And
this particular story is actually a turning point in Israelites' history.
因为呢,他们就从世世时代,一个没有皇帝的时代,变成一个有皇帝的时代。And
historically, they're going from the age of judges, where there's no king, to an era with kings.
但是呢,圣经不是告诉我们呢, 以色列人呢，这个国家慢慢迈向成熟，所以他们有王帝，不是这个原因吗？
The reason is not because that the nation of Israel is gradually maturing, and therefore they need a kingly leader.
圣经在这里告诉我们呢，为什么他们有王帝？因为他们不要耶和华神做他们的王。
And the Bible tells us the reason they wanted a king to rule over them is because they don't want the Lord to be their emperor.
所以呢，我们希望呢，通过这段历史里面呢，去成为我们与神同行的一个提醒呀。
So we hope that this story will provide a reminder for us on how we can walk with our Lord.
第一个问题呢，我们要问一个问题，就是为什么以色列人要立王呢？
So we need to ask a question first. Why the Israelites want to establish a king?
那如果你看第五八章第五节呢，它主要的原因呢，它就告诉我们，是因为撒母耳老了。
And if you look at verse number 5 of chapter 8,It tells us that one of the reasons is because Samuel is growing old.
他两个儿子也本来要承继成为世世带领他们的，但是呢，他们又不行他爸爸的道。
And his two sons who were to be established as judges to lead the nation of Israel, did not walk in his father's way.
第四节解释就是他受贿赂，去往正直。
And the verse 4 tells us why, and that is because they accept bribes and they pursue a perverted justice.
所以呢，就是这些原因，以色列人就要求立王。
And because of these reasons, the Israelites wanted the king.
但是如果你想一想呢，这些理由呢，都不讲不通了。
If you really think about it, these reasons don't make any sense.
如果他们觉得撒母耳的两个儿子不适合做世事，他们可以再选再求神给他们另外一个士师啊。
If they really only believe that that Samuel's two sons are not qualified to be judges, they could easily ask God to give them another judge.
他不需要把整个士师的这个制度完结了去立王。
They didn't have to abolish the system of having judges.And then instead to have a king to rule over them.
其实真正的原因呢，他这些以色列人讲了，就是八章第五节最后一句，他们立王呢是希望跟列国一样。
And the real reason, which is also written in verse 5 of chapter 8, is that they want to be like all other nations.
后来呢，他们讲得更明白了，十九十二十节。就是呢，他们说我一定要立王治理我们，使我们像立国一样，由王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。
And that reason became even more evident, in verses 19 and 20. Now people refused to listen to Samuel and say, "No, we want a king over us, and we'll be like all other nations with a king to lead us."
十二章十二节里面呢，他就解释为什么他们这么急要立一个王去带领他们打仗呢？因为当时呢，他们见到阿们人拿辖来攻击他们，就对他们说：“你定要为他们立我们一个王治理我们。”
And later on in chapter 12, verse 12, it tells us why the Israelites were so anxious.To have a king to lead them, and that is because an Ammonite king of Nahash is there to be attacking them, so they wanted a king to lead them into battle.
其实呢，我们每一个人，如果你想一想，我们都会做一些让我们后悔的决定。
If you think about it, all of us have made decisions that we regret at later time.
其中背后的原因呢，跟以色列人可能都是差不多。
And the reason behind those decisions are probably not too different from the reasons that the Israelites made their decision.
第一个原因呢，就是我们希望呢，我们跟我们旁边的人、周围的人一样。
The first reason is probably because we want to be like all of those who are around us.
那你想一想，比方说呢，有同学教你，我们一起去看电影呢。
For example, if a classmate asks you to go watch a movie together,
你明知明天要考试的,
and you know you're going to have an exam tomorrow,
你也不是对这个电影特别有好感, and, 你希望去看,
and you're not even that interested in that movie that you want to go see.
但是因为你旁边的同学都说今天就要去看了,你就说好了,还是不念书,先去看电影了。
But however, all the classmates around you say they're going to go watch the movie today, and therefore you decided that, okay, fine, I'm not going to study for the exam, and I'll go watch the movie instead.
当你上大学的时候,你发觉这样子的人越来越多哦。
When you go to colleges, you'll find out that there are going to be more and more people like that around you.
很多同学他 垂重去喝啤酒啊,抽烟啊,抽大麻啊,去party啊,本身都是因为他旁边的人影响他,不是他们特别对这些事情有兴趣哦。And
many people who started to pursue drinking and smoking and smoking marijuana or going to many parties, it's not necessarily because they want to do it, but it's because people around them tempt them to do it.
我们不希望好像跟别人不一样。
We don't like to be different from those around us.
那么我们就要问一个问题了。
Now we need to ask a question.
我希望跟旁边的人一样,有什么问题呢?
Well, what is wrong with being like those around us?
那这个事实上呢,是神的选民一个很大的一个问题。And
this is indeed a huge problem for those elected by God.
因为当神拣选以色列人的时候呢, 他是要以色列人从万民当中分别出来的。
When God elected the Israelites, He wanted the Israelites to be apart from all those around them.
当耶稣呼召他的门徒的时候, 同样他告诉门徒, 你们是不属于这个世界的。
When Jesus called His disciples, He also told the disciples that you are not of this world.
所以呢,我们基督徒呢,你会是有一些时候,你跟你旁边的人就是不一样。So
for Christians, there are times for us to have been to be different from those around us.
比方说你对钱呢,对生命呢,对男女的关系啊,婚姻呢,这些事情,你的看法可能跟你旁边的人都不一样。For
example, our attitudes towards money, and how we pursue our lives, toward relationships between men and women, and toward our marriage, may be different from those around us. So when we forget that our citizenship is different from those around us, then we can make regretful decisions.
我知道有一些人呢反对这个论点。I
know there are those who oppose this viewpoint.
因为他们会这样子想,就是如果我跟旁边的人不一样,我怎么跟他们传福音呢?
Because their perspective is that how can we evangelize to those people if we're so different from them?
但是我要问你一个问题。But
I want to ask you a question.
如果你跟这个世界一样的黑, 你怎么照亮这个世界?
How would you be able to provide light to this world if you are as dark as this world?
好像耶稣提醒我们, 如果盐失了味, 其实就是没有用的。
Just like Jesus reminded us that when the salt loses its saltiness, it becomes useless.
所以呢, 我们跟这个世界不一样, 只是神呼召我们本来就有这个要求的。So
the fact that we need to be different from this world is a requirement from our Lord Jesus.
第二个原因呢, 为什么以色列人要立皇呢?
The second reason for the Israelites want to have a king over them.
就是他们在一个很大的一个压力底下。
It's because they were under tremendous pressure.
当人在压力底下的时候呢,我们很多时候会做让我们后悔的决定。And
we often make regrettable decisions when we're under tremendous pressure.
当进大学以后呢,我就明白什么叫压力了。After
I entered into college, I understood what it means to be under pressure.
你叫麦克回来告诉我一句话,他说, 他的大水里面没有笨人的。
You know, Micah told me once that after he entered into college, there's no such thing as a dumb person in college.
因为如果你比较哈，你中学呢，你做功课，只要你努力，大概你都可以完成。
And when you so you think about this, when you're doing homework in high school, as long as you put in the efforts, chances are you'll be able to complete it.
但念大学却不一样。
That's not the case in college.
特别呢，我当时是念电脑的。
At that time, I was a computer programmer.
大部分我的功课就是做程式写 program 的。
And most of my jobs at the time was to write programs.
那么你知道写 program 呢，跟写文章很不一样。
You know that writing programs is very different from writing composition.
那你写文章，你有好了，有坏了，也有一般，是不是？
So when you're writing a paper or writing composition, there can be good papers or bad papers or something in between.
但是你写 program 只有两种可能。
But there are only two possibilities when you're writing a program.
走与不走。
Run or doesn't run.
如果你的 program 走啊，我们说就是 OK run 啊 OK， 那么你就满分，或者你得了很高的分。
So if your program runs, then you achieve high scores, or even 100% scores.
但是如果他不 run 了，他不走了，那么你就零分，就是简单了。
And you get 0 point if it doesn't run.
所以他没有中间的哦。
There's no in between.
所以你在这么大的压力底下，你就会告诉自己。
So you will tell yourself when you're under such tremendous pressure.
你照不到这个功课，你这一课就不合格了。
If you cannot complete this assignment, you will not pass this class.
如果你这一课不过，因为很多这些电脑的课是必须修的嘛，你这一课不过，那么你就不能毕业了。
And because many classes are required classes, if you cannot pass this class, then you cannot graduate.
所以最后怎么样呢？
So then what happens?
有很多人就是抄别人的功课。
And so many people would copy other people's homework.
在当时其实有人告诉我们，有一个非基督徒告诉我，你们团契的人也是这样子。
A non-Christian informed me at the time that there were Christians in my fellowship that would do something like that.
其实你想一想，为什么在社会里面有人，比方说他偷公司的钱呢，教会的钱去用啊
？So in our society, have you ever wondered why people would steal money from their companies or from their churches to use?
是不是他们特别坏啊
？Is it because they are truly evil?
很多时候就是他们在面对一个很大的压力底下，他们就在想，如果我过不了今天，我就完蛋了。
A lot of times is because when they're under tremendous pressure, they feel like if they could not get through today, they will have no hope in tomorrow.
所以他们怎么做？他做假账啊，或者呢，把他研究的结果夸大，他们都会这样子做。
So what do they do then in those situations? They would create false reports or they would exaggerate their results.
这两个原因，你希望跟别人一样，你在很大的压力底下，往往是我们做后悔的决定的原因。
So when we're under tremendous pressure, if you want to be like everyone else in those situations, you tend to make decisions that you will regret.
当以色列人求神说我要立王的时候，其实神说他没有禁止他们。
God did not prohibit the Israelites to have a king when the Israelites request to have a king over them.
你就看见呢，神不是一个独裁者。
So from that you can see that God is not a dictator.
反而呢，神只是告诉他，让撒母耳去提醒他，你要做这个决定的时候，你要考虑将来的结果。
Instead, what God did was to ask Samuel to warn them solemnly.That if you make that decision, and there will be following consequences.
告诉他们，有一天，当你们选了王的时候，再来到我面前哀求我的时候，我不会应允你们。
And he told them that if you want to have a king over you, And then one day you change your mind and come back and cry out to me, I will not be there to answer you.
所以呢，我鼓励大家，当你要做一个决定的时候，特别是影响很大的决定，你坐下来想一想这个后果会带给你什么后果。
So I encourage everyone that when you are making a decision, especially one with potential grave consequences, that you will sit down and really think through what type of results that may come with that decision.
当你想到了没有一个罪是能够永远隐藏的。
Because you need to know that there's never a sin that can be hidden forever.
想到你这个决定怎么伤害你旁边你所爱的人。
You need to think through how a decision can impact and can hurt those around you.
想到你这个决定怎么影响你所相信的神。
And you need to think about how a decision can influence impact the God that you believe in.
或者我们就不会做这些让我们后悔的决定。
Perhaps then we will not make those regrettable decisions.
当以色列人要求立王的时候呢，神就指着撒母耳，告诉撒母耳，只是呢以色列人不是厌弃撒母耳，乃是厌弃神。
When the Israelites wanted to have a king over them, the Lord told Samuel that it was not Samuel that they're rejecting, but it was the God himself that the Israelites were rejecting.
所以呢，我们要问第二个问题，就是呢，立王这个事情，为什么就是厌弃神呢？
So we need to ask a second question, that why having king over them is a decision to reject their God.
是不是立王本身是错误的一个事情呢？
Is establishing a king a wrong decision?
其实如果你看特别就是末世五经的时候，你就发觉其实神已经有关王帝的律法在里面的。
If you look at, but that's not the case, because if you look at the Pentateuch, you can see that, that there are laws regarding establishing kings for Israelites.
早在亚伯拉罕的应许里面，神已经预言了将来有君王从他而出。
Even during days of Abraham, Lord has already prophesied to Abraham that there will be king coming from him.
所以呢，立王本身不是一个错事。
So establishing a king itself is not a wrong thing to do.
错是错在以色列人不愿意等待耶和华的时间表。
And the mistake that they made in their decision is that the Israelites were not willing to wait for God's timing.
很多时候我们厌弃神的开始就是我们不愿意等候神。
Oftentimes, when we reject God is the time when we stop waiting for God.
那么为什么以色列人等不及一定要立刻立王呢？
Why was it then that the Israelites could not wait and wanted to establish a king over them right away?
那么你就要了解一个世事的制度是怎么样了。
We need to understand the system of judges.
这个其实呢，在撒母耳在十二章的时候呢，就有讲到他们从前的制度是怎么样。
In the 12th chapter of 1 Samuel, it talked about the previous system.
这个制度是基本上是建立在以色列人跟神之间的一个约上面。
And that system was based on covenant between Israelites and their God.
当他们遇到困难的时候呢，他们就会呼求神。
And they would cry to God when they run into problems.
那么神就会派一个士师或者一个领袖到他们中间带领他们。
And God then would send a judge or a leader amongst them to lead them.
那么最后他们都得到平安了。
And they would receive peace at the end.
但是这个基督的问题就是你不知道你要呼求神多久他才派一个人来哦。
Well, the trouble with that type of systems is you don't know how long you have to cry out to God before the God will respond.
这个世的基督,
So the system of judges is a system of faith.
因为呢,你不会预先知道你的领袖从哪里来, 他什么时候来?
Because you will not know ahead of time where your leader will be coming from.
完全是, 通过你的信心去等候神的。
The selection is entirely based on your faith in waiting for God's response.
更麻烦的一件事情呢,
what's more troubling?
就是国家的平安呢, 不是用你国家的军力去, 决定的。
That the peace of a nation is not judged or determined based on its military strength.
12章第9节讲到, 他们什么时候忘记耶和华的时候呢? 什么时候呢? 就会受到他的外敌去攻击他们。
The verse 9 of chapter 12 said that whenever they forget about the Lord, and that's when their enemies will attack them.
唯一能够解决这个问题的时候呢, 就是他来到神面前承认他们的罪。
And the only solution to this problem is for them to come before the Lord and admit their sin.
那么他们认罪以后呢, 神又会派另外一个, 士士来拯救他们。
And once they acknowledge their sins before the Lord, the Lord would send another judge to come and save them.
所以他们国家的平安完全决定在他们跟神之间同行的关系上面。
So the peace or the safety of their nation entirely depends on how they walk with their Lord.
但是一个君王的制度却不一样。
But the imperial system, however, is different.
以色列人只需要求神一次。
The Israelites only have to call out to God once.
那么神立了王以后, 那么他们世世代代他们都有他们的君王。
And once God established a king for the first time, then the system will continue to progress on its own.
他们不需要每一次遇到困难的时候来到神面前去呼求他。
They no longer have to come before their God and to cry out to him every time they have problems.
国家的安全也不再依靠神与人之间的关系了。
And the safety of their nation no longer depends on their relationship with their Lord.
因为这个君王他会好像其他国家的国王一样, 他会建立他的军队。
Because then the king is no different from all the other nations' kings. He will establish his own military.
所以他的军队的大小就决定他们国家的平安了。
Then the size of his army then will become a factor to determine the peace of the nation.
你看以色列人呢是希望用一个制度去饶过神的。
So the Israelites are trying to come out with a way to get around their God.
从此以后他不用等待神。
From that point on, they no longer have to wait for God.
他不用信心去求他。
They no longer have to cry out to God based on faith.
也不需要因为我跟神之间的关系去决定我的平安。
And their safety or peace is no longer decided by their relationship or their walk with their God.
其实我们人到现在也是希望用一些制度去饶过神的安排。
And actually, it's no different from us today who often want to come up with ways to get around God.
比方说呢, 有一些夫妻啊, 结婚以后呢, 他们家里面有三个户口的。
So, for example, it's like some couples, they would have three residencies.
户口是, saving account, okay.
So they would have three savings accounts.
Okay, 我不知道你们是不是这样子, okay, 就是你知道我讲什么, 一个是我的, 一个是我太太的, 一个是我们大家公家的。
So one bank account would be under husband's name, one would be under wife's name, and the third one would be under a joint name.
如果这些钱呢是大家用的, 比方供房子啊, 这些的, 那么就从公家的这个户口里面去拿钱。
So expenses that are for common things between the two people, then the money would come from that joint account.
但是呢, 如果我要用钱, 我是用我自己户口的钱呢, 你不能 阻止我。
So if I want to do things for myself, then I would take money out of my own account, and the other person cannot stop me.
那这个方法的确很方便哦。
And this approach is indeed convenient.
减少了很多夫妻之间的摩擦。
And reduced a great deal of frictions, potential frictions between couples.
但是呢，我们家没有用这个方法。
But we do not take that approach in our family.
因为呢，在圣经里面呢，婚姻本来就是他神的设计，就是二人成为一体嘛。
So marriage according to God's design is for two people to become one.
所以在婚姻里面，你就没有自己了。
And there is no one's own self in a marriage.
还有呢，神希望夫妻是怎么样？是彼此帮助的。
And God also wants man and wife in a man and woman in a marriage to help each other.
神说我看这个人独居不好，才为他做一个配偶吗？
Because God had decided that it's not good for him to live alone, and therefore found a spouse for him.
所以呢，虽然呢，很多时候我有冲动去买东西。
So even though often I have impulses to buy things.
但是呢，我还是希望听一听我太太的意见。
But I would still solicit my wife's input.
讲这句话不是她刚刚进来才讲。
And the reason I'm saying that is not because she just walked in.
你有没有想过，当你讨厌神的设计的时候
？Have you ever thought about that when you despise God's design?
你不但是讨厌他所。好安排的这个领袖。
You're not only despise the leader set in place by him.
其实你是讨厌神。
You are actually despising God.
所以这个给我们去思考，这些领袖可能是你的父母了，是你的丈夫了，是你的上司、你的老师、你的牧师、你的政府。
So these leaders can be a range of people, such as your parents, such as your husband, such as your boss, such as your teachers, or your pastor.
当你厌弃他们的时候，其实你就是厌弃神。
You are rejecting God when you reject these leaders.
撒母耳要证明以色列人所做这个决定是错的。
Samuel wanted to prove to the Israelites that their decision was wrong.
所以呢，他就预言，虽然现在是一个割麦子的时间，就是一个寒季，但是呢，你们会见到下雨。
So he prophesies that even though it's time for harvesting the grain, which is probably a dry season.It's going to rain.
所以当他这样子预言以后呢，神的确就是在他们旱季的时候就行雷下雨。
So as soon as he prophesies that, God indeed let it rain during the dry season.
那么他们就惧怕。
And they were afraid.
当一群人他对一个能够呼风唤雨的一个神。说我不希望你做我们的神了。
If a group of people who rejects a God who can call on rain or thunder at His will, not to be their God.
Okay. 如果你是这位神，你会怎么做
？What would you do if you were their God？
那一般呢？讲到故事讲到这里，其实是很简单，只有一个结局。
And usually, the conclusion at this point is quite simple. There can only be one solution.
就是拿这些背叛神的人去喂狗了。
And that would, and the solution would be feed these people who reject God to dogs.
但是神没有这样子做。
But God did not do this.
我看到这个故事的时候，你就看见神是一位怎么样的一位神。
And I realized what kind of God. This our Lord is when I read to this point.
我形容他呢是一位情愿自己呼吸，但是他不需要他的 他的人民去哭的一位神。
Our Lord is a God who would rather cry alone than causing his entire people to cry.
他没有灭绝得罪他的人。
He did not destroy those people who sinned against him.
就好像在耶利米书二十九章里面十一节里面说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
So in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
我们的神是一个赐平安的神。
Our God is a God who gives us peace.
人厌弃他，但是他没有厌弃人。
People may reject him, but he does not reject his people.
神还要告诉撒母耳，你依从他们的话呢？
And God even told Samuel to follow people's request.
如果你从第八章一直看到十二章的时候，你就会发觉神是按照人所希望的标准去为他们选一个王。
If you read from chapter 8 to chapter 12, you'll see that God wanted to elect the king according to people's own standards.
扫罗王呢，是我们说他是一个名门之后啊。
King Saul is a descendant of a good family or yeah.
圣经形容他的爸爸是一个大能的勇士，而且是一个大财主。
The Bible described his father as a great warrior or a very wealthy man.
还有呢，扫罗本身呢是一个高大威猛的一个人。
And Saul himself is a head taller than all his peers.
他比起一般人高一个头。
And he's a head taller than average people.
还有呢，当神通过撒母耳去告立扫罗的时候呢，还把他的灵放在扫罗的心里面。
So when God anointed Saul through Samuel, he put his spirit in Saul.
扫罗就有一个新的心，成为一个新的人。
And Saul had then a new heart and became a new person.
甚至当有外邦人去打他们的时候，神的灵就大大的感动扫罗，以致到他打赢第一场仗。
So when the enemies came and attacked Israelites, the Lord touched Saul's heart until he won his first battle.
是神帮扫罗去巩固他在以色列人心中的王位的。
It was the God who helped Saul to solidify his position in front of his people.
虽然以色列人厌弃神，但是神没有厌弃人。
So even though the Israelites rejected God, God never rejected them.
这个故事让我想起英国有一个诗人，他曾经讲过这句话。
And this story reminds me a saying from an English poet.
就是这个 Alexander Pope, 他讲到 To err is human, to forgive divine.
And this saying on the screen according to Alexander Pope.
这句话的意思就是每一个人都会犯错的。
And what this saying means is that everybody will make mistakes.
但是饶恕呢，就是好像神就会饶恕。
But to forgive is something that only God will do.
事实上，我们也会常常犯错。
And the reality is that we often make mistakes.
而且有一些错误是不能还原的。
And a lot of mistakes cannot be corrected.
比方说，你对你的配偶不忠，你可以还原吗？
For example, can you correct the mistake of being unfaithful to your spouse?
堕胎不能还原。
And abortion cannot be corrected.
跟不信主的人结婚也是不能还原的。
Marrying a unbeliever can also not be corrected.
而且你做一个不负责任的父母也是不能还原的。
And also cannot be corrected if you are an irresponsible parent.
很多时候我们 当我们醒过来的时候，我们就发觉了我们已经做了一些事情，我们说是恨错难犯的。
So a lot of times, we will wake up, realizing that there have been a lot of mistakes that cannot be corrected.
那如果你有这样子的感觉的时候
，When you have this type of feeling,
我希望用撒母耳十二章二十节的一句话去鼓励你。
I want to use verse 20 from chapter 12 of book of Samuel to encourage you.
以色列人当时已经知道他立王是一个大错。
At that time, the Israelites had already realized that having a king over them was a grave mistake.
但是神通过撒母耳就对百姓说，不要惧怕，你们虽然行了这恶，却不要偏离耶和华，只要尽心全侍奉他。
But God, through Samuel, said instead, Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil. You do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart.
我们的神是一个赐平安的神。
Our God is one who gives peace.
他随时愿意饶恕人。
He is always ready to forgive.
只要我们回转。
We only have to repent.
没有一个罪是神不能通过主耶稣去赦免我们的。
There is no any single transgression that cannot be forgiven, that cannot be not forgiven through Jesus Christ.
这个就是神的伟大。
And this is the greatness of our Lord.
人厌弃他，但是他没有厌弃人。
People rejected him, but he never forsake the people.
我们的神是一个情愿自己哭，也不希望见到人过一个哭的人生。
Our God is one who would rather cry by himself, than watching his people cry.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
天天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你就是这样子爱我们人。
Because you indeed love us just like the Bible says.
虽然我们很多时候从心里面说，我们不要神做我们的神。
Even though sometimes we say from our own hearts that we don't want to be your children.
最后我们做了很多决定，连我们自己也后悔。
And oftentimes we make mistakes that we even regret ourselves.
但是我们知道我们的神是赐平安的神。
But we know that our God is God who gives peace.
你就是希望我们末后有指望。
And because you want us to have hope and future.
这个指望就是在主耶稣身上。
And the hope and our future is in Jesus Christ.
愿意我们能够接受主耶稣的赦免。回到你的面前。
And may we be blessed with your forgiveness and we can be reconciled with you.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 现在是我们